Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chof Aleph, rolling right at the very top at Halacha Tet and Halakha Mishnah. So we were talking about the din of a chatan patur mikriyat shma, and we spoke about Rabbi Gamliel, the way he said he refuses to waste one night for matzah and kriyat shma. And basically that means that chatan imrot selik rotat shma v'la'la rishon kore, that if he wants to, as long as he's capable of being mechaven, he's allowed to. The Rabbi Gamliel omer, well, that's a portion. O kol ha'rotzei litolot ha'shem ito. It has to be somebody that is known to be roi for such a madriga. Otherwise, it's not kedai because he looks like he's trying to show off. And therefore, as we say, chashidu mishem yuara, and we don't allow people to act in ways that are holier than that. Tony, kol davar shu shel tzar, we have dinim that have to do with suffering. On the taniyot, which before were geyser tanis on the tzibur, so we have the taniyot that are yechidim, which means that tamei chachamim are mitanim. Special people can be mitanim. So then it is anything that is not something that makes you show off, or is not something that is a pleasure to do. It's a davar shu tzar. So whoever wants to make himself like a yachid to be noeg tanit, he's allowed to. He wants to make himself like a tamei chacham. Let's say not to do malacha and tishu b'av and so on. Oh, so because in not doing malacha, as we say, it doesn't show that he's trying to show off. It makes you show he's a batla. As a matter of fact, of all of bracha, we're not. A person wants to be matna. But kol davar shu shevach, where he's trying to show that he's choshev, like saying kriyat shma on the laila, like the chasin is poteran. So there, you can't make himself a yachid or a tamat chacham. He wants to dress up as a tamat chacham. Call local arotzel aser. That's what yachid aser or tamat chacham aser. Elim kein minuot opanas alatzibur. Okay, even if he is at least he's in a position of being a parnas, he's in charge, he's chashev, and people they view him as being an adam chashev. Such a person is allowed to act out even a place where they don't know him and so on. Then he can act out. Now the truth is that there's a little bit of a machlokas about what that you would require to be in that part. And we say over there that he can answer afilu mesechet kala. There's a machlokas afilu mesechet kala is something that they all happen to be learning. Afilu mesechet kala is even a mokum achim mudach. Anyway, it's not our sugya right now. So over there he can be knowing that. So now the Gemara brings the Braita where it says that mistalkim litzdadim v'pnei yetidot hadrachim. So halacha over there is that where you are walking through somebody's field, so then you are allowed. These were things that the rabbin were mavater on. So it's okay to go to the side of the road, and there you're going to be walking on other people's property. Because the sun-baked mud has dried in such a way that you can barely walk with all the pieces sticking out. It's like you take dots, like you have sticks of dried mud that make it impossible to walk. And if it's time during the rainy season where if you walk, you sink in it, which is even worse, there you're even allowed to walk through not only the side, which is proper private property, but even the field itself, which may be a very valuable field, an easily trampled ruin, like a field of Malaya Kork. I mean, it's full of clover and so on. Also, you're allowed to. Now, Omar Rabbi Abo, Ma'aseh ben Gamliel Rabbi Yoshua, that they were on the road, and they were walking along the side. That he was having a hell of a time, walking, falling, and he would not go to the side. Who the heck is this chutzpaniak who thinks he's so great? There he is, and he's pointing at himself as if I am more chashev than anybody else. Look at this. I wouldn't go to the side. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua said, let's not rush to judgment. It's Yodeh ben Papasu, Shukur Masav L'Shem Shamayim. You don't have to be chashin him. Amar le, said Rabbi Gamliel, so what? It's not mutter if people even come to that conclusion. The lo kein tani kol davar shu shel shevach lo kol arotzeh la'asot etzmo yachido seh. If it's something that shows you up to be chashev, you're not allowed to do it. So how is he allowed to be osek in chumras where he's not known to be that chashev? Omar le said to Rabbi Yoshua, tani kol davar shel tzar kol arotzeh la'asot etzmo yachido seh. Or tami lachamo seh. But of all of bracha, so certainly this is a davar shel tzar, is it not? I mean, you don't look like you're like a really great guy by falling over the road all the time. Omar Rabbi Zeira, even if it is a davar that looks like tzar, he still wasn't allowed to do it because the only time we allow you to do that is where you're not showing up other people that is going to cause them to look bad. So there, yes, it says tavol of bracha. But in this case, there was Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua who were not doing it, and therefore he shouldn't have been doing it. Down another maisa with Rabbi Isha and Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, have a yata and ochel b'chadim in elin k'nishata el yata, that they were eating in one of the rooms that was on top of the shul, and it was in the aliyah. And over there they used to have like rooms for guests, places where you could eat. And atat onta tzilot, it came time for davening mincha, and come Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak ben Sayas. Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchak gets up in the middle of the meal, and he goes to daven. Amar le Rabbi Miyasha, okay, Nalfan Rabbi, didn't you teach us that imit chilo in mafsikin? You started already eating. Even with somach l'zmana mincha, you don't stop in order to daven. You're allowed to complete the meal first. So why are you getting up? And I know what you're thinking. You probably think, well, you know, a guy like me has to be machmer. The problem is, it says, Tani chizkia, kol mishu patur midavar v'oseyu nikra idiot. Somebody who's patur, and nonetheless acts l'chumra, is an idiot. So he's not, it's not a chumra. Basically, where there's grounds to not do something, then you should not be doing it. So obviously, I mean, we don't say that all over, you're not allowed to be machmer. We always say the person can be machmer on himself and so on. But again, the problem would be how it looks. There's a number of ways to learn this piece. And the Pashtus is, according to our Girsa. So what he told them was, for Tanina, doesn't it say that a chatan patur, but nonetheless chatan imrotze, that he's allowed to? Omar le yochal ana patar, that's only going on libra Rabbi Gamliel. Dam Rabbi Gamliel, Omar nishom yalchem levato mimani malchus shamayim afilu shahachas. So in the Mela, it's mashma that it's a din specifically alibra Rabbi Gamliel. So there's many ways of learning this. The problem is that in order to make it the same as the Girs and the Bavli, it should read like this. So, even though a chatan is potter, you see that Rebbe says that if he wants to be Kari Kriyat Shema, he's allowed to. So don't tell me from the bright that it says he's called a head yod. I'm not called a head yod. I can be machner. That I can explain that that's going dafka libin Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel was the one who said, "Ini shomei alechem levato mimeni malchus shamayim v'fidu shachat." But otherwise, not only with Rabbi Gamliel, you'd have to be careful that it shouldn't be considered to be a hediot to do something under these circumstances. Hadran alach hayakorei. Fine, down the like a parrot. So the next parrot begins with mi shemeito mutal lefanav. So this is Halacha Aleph, the Halacha Mishnah. Somebody who has a chiyuv to be kover, one of his relatives who died, so it's on him. Patur mikriyat shema minat tefillin. He does not have to say kriyat shema because he's torahed right now. He's Isaac b'mitzvah. If people are not personally chayev, however, they are there in order to be malava the maid. So there the din is. Et shelifnei hamita, the ones that are waiting for the mita to come to them. And et shela achar hamita, and the ones that have already carried the mita, and they would exchange and pass it on. So it depends who you are. Et shela hamita tzorech lehem. If these are the people that are required for helping or perhaps being there in order to grab if somebody else can't handle it, so they're paturim. The ones that are there not for the need of the mita itself, and they're only there to be included in the attendees, that it should look like a lot of people are there, which is a kovad. There, the din is that they're chayovim, they would have to do all of those various things. That is a lot of different ways. The Mishnah, you see, the language is very weird. So that means we can read it. Okay, what's the din? Which are the ones that are lufnei amita? So that means they're pturim. That means that the mita has already passed by. They're chayovim. That is, as you can see, extremely awkward. And so because of that, There are those that learn, including the Rambam, that the etch lefnamita v'shalachamita, both, av lefnamita and lachramita, are defined not by whether they've already done something, because that's irrelevant, but rather whether, if the mita has tzorach b'hem or the mita doesn't have tzorach b'hem, in which case you shouldn't think that because it was already kind of the mitzvah, so therefore I don't have to worry anymore, and I'm now chayef to say, put on my tefillin and say kriyat shema. It's a very different interpretation. It fits in better in the words of the Mishnah. Elu ve'elu, b'turim min ha'tefila. Definitely, whether they're needed or they're not needed, since the daven tefillah at this point is drabanan, because of that, we parted them from tefillah, even though we don't parted them from kriyat shema and tefillah. Obviously, of course, we have to take into consideration the other question, which is how long it takes to daven, whether you're going to be able to get back and so on. Being as the Mishnah, from this point on, is repeated once again as separate Mishnayot, we're going to just stop at Halacha Aleph, and instead of reading the entire parak of the Mishnayos all at once, when we get to Halacha Beit, we'll continue on with this piece of the Mishnah from Kavrua Tameit and then to Halacha Gimel and so on and so forth. Now let's skip to the Gemara. Okay, Mishu Meito Mutal Fadav Patur Mikriyat Shema, and it says also Uminat Fili. So the Braita says the same thing. Now the problem is that Ovel B'yom HaRishon Eino Notein Tefillin B'yom HaSheni Hu Notein Tefillin V'im Bo Panim Chadashot. And there's a halacha, and you may have noticed that all of the dinim of Avelut have in them elements that are very similar to Sheva Brachot. We have Sheva Brachot for the Ovel, we have Sheva Brachot for the Chatan, and here, interesting, is another halacha. We have Panim Chadashot for Avelut, we have Panim Chadashot, as you know, for Sheva Brachot. If new people came in to be Menachem, hadn't been there before, so then if he's wearing his tefillin, even on the second day, he's chayav to take them off. So we'll hold some. And this is true every single day, all the way up to the end of Shiva. David Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer. Actually, on the first and second days, he bechal doesn't wear tefillin, whether our panim chadashos or not. On the third day, he's not taking tefillin, and if once puts them on, even if bo panim chadashot, he's not mechuyev to take off those tefillin. Now, my question is, and this is why I was quoting all of this, is if you're going to say, like Rabbi Yeshua said, that it's important for Novel not to look choshev, because we said that tefillin are considered to be pe'er, your chavush alecha, and we learn from there that tefillin are called pe'er, and generally you're not supposed to wear tefillin in a state of avelut. So then, is it a little ridiculous to tell me, I mean, obviously, if the guy is still in a position where he has to bury the mate, I mean, so is there any need for me to take it further than that? I mean, obviously, even 2 days later, he's not going to be wearing tefillin. Why in the world would he be wearing tefillin now? Answers the Gemara, Ella begin to Tana da, Tana da. But since the Tana already needed to say, Mishu meito mutalafanam potom mikriyat shema, so just sort of agav, he mentioned, and of course, mitvilin, even though I could have figured that out on my own. Now, we saw before the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, basically extends to whether there's a p'tur from tefillin or an oval only on the first day or on 2 days, and furthermore, whether the oval has to respond to panim chadashos to take off tefillin if he's already wearing them. So now Rabbi Zeira, who quotes Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, that halachic Rabbi Eliezer, as far as it's concerned, of netina, which means that the ava wears tefillin already on the second day. But the halach is Rabbi Yehoshua b'chalitza, that on the third day, he does not take off his tefillin if there are panim chadashot. Rabbi Zeira was the one who said over the psak, however, wasn't sure precisely what the psak meant, because he wasn't sure, Rabbi Zeira, boy, what if he was not tan b'yom sheni k'Rabbi Eliezer? So Rav said that he's supposed to put on like Rabbi Eliezer on the second day. So what would be the din? Lagabi chalitza, ma'o shiyaseh, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, shelo lachlotzer. Is that what Rav is saying? That we paskin basically a combination, not stam lagabe, two completely different dinim. That is to say, as far as chalitza is concerned, an oval never takes it off. Or is he saying, as far as chalitza is concerned, on the day that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he would be putting them on, so then maybe in achinami, that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to take them off. If you're only putting them on, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's the question. So on that second day, how is he knowing? So, ma'o shiyaseh, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as Rabbi Yehoshua, would hold. Not, you shouldn't be chayletz even today. Or is Rav basically saying that on that day, if you're wearing tefillin on the second day of Rebbe Eliezer, then you have to be noeg in that fashion to remove them? Amar Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Bon. Look, this is the halacha. The halacha is Natan b'yom sheni k'Rebbe Eliezer. Then basically, he is nasa Rebbe Eliezer, like Rebbe Yoshua, shelo lachalot. It's not that he's passing that there's some kind of interim difference. Ve'in keni, because had it been the other way around, then what Rav should have said was not what he said. He would have said that Nema, halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer, and all he needed to say is that on the second day, the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer, and from the third day on, the halacha is like Rebbe Yoshua. But since he doesn't, and then I would have known that it's like Rebbe Eliezer across the board. Since he divides it up by the question whether to put it on or take it off, it's clear that that's how he's paskening. Daf Chof Aleph. Chatan, you know, tzeli krot et shmah malayla rishon kore, Reb Shimon Gamla, omer lo kol arot tzeli tol et Hashem itol. Tony. Kol davar shu tzol tzar. Kol arot tzela asad atzma yochid oiset amat chochem oiset vetov alo bracha. וכל דבר ששל שבח, לא כל הרוצה לעשות עצמו יחיד, עושה, תמיד חכם עושה, אלא אם כן, מינו אותו פנס על הציבור. תוני, מסתרקים לצדדים מפני יתידות דרכים, ובשעה שהוא משתקע, אפילו בסדר שמניה חורכם על עצמו יותר. אומר רבי אבו, מה הספר? גם לא רבי ישוע שהיה בדרך, והם הסתכלו לצדדים מפני יתידות הדרכים, וראו את רבי יהודה בן פאפה שהוא משתקע ובא כרגדה. אומר גם ליל רבי יהושע, מי הוא זה שמראה עצמו באצבע? אמר לו יהודה בן פאפה שכל מה זה בשם שמיים. אמר לו, how do you explain that? ולכן טוני כל דבר שהוא של שבח, לא כל רוצה לעשות עצמו יחיד עושה, תמיד חכם עושה, אלא אם כן מינו אותו פנס על הציבור. אמר לי, ותני כל דבר של צער, כבר רוצה לעשות עצמו יחיד עושה את המלכה ומעשה וטוב עליו ברוכה. אומר רבי זירו, that's only בלכות ולא יבז אחרונים. למה רבי יצר, רבי שמעון בר רבי יצר, אבל יעת ונחל בחד המילן כנישתה ליעתה, שעת את אילנית את הצלותה, וקום רבי שמעון בר רבי יצר, רק מצלויה. אומר לי, רמי שאל, לא כן אופן, רבי, מתחילו אין מפסיקים? ותוני חזקיה, כל מישהו פטור מדבר ועושה הוא נקרא ידיעות. אמר לי, ואתנין החתן פטור בוט חתן אם רוצה. אמר לי, that's Rebbe Gamliel. So again, the girsot here are confusing the way we have it. And we have just this part, יוחלן פוטק Rebbe Gamliel. Gamliel אמר, איני שווה לכם לבטל ממני, מלכות שמיים. הדרן הלך היה קורא, מי שמתו מותר לפניו, פטור מקריאת שמע מן התפילין, נושא המיטה וחילופיהם וחילופי חלויים, עת שלפני המיטה ועת שלאחר המיטה, עת שהמיטה צורך בהם פטורים, עת שהמיטה צורך בהם חייבים. אלו ואלו פטורים מן התפילה, קבעו את המת וחזרו. אם יכולים להתחיל ולגמר עד שלא יגיע לשורה יתחילו, אם לאו לא יתחילו. העומדים בשורה הפנימיים, כתפטורים והחיצוניים, חייבים. נור שמעבונים וקטנים, פטורים מקריאת שמה, מנטפילים, וחייבים בתפילה, במזוזה, בברכת המזון. בעל קרי מהרהר בליבו, ואינו מבורך, לא לפניו ולא לאחריו, אבל המזון מבורך לאחריו, ואינו מבורך לפניו. רבי יראים מבורך לפניהם ולאחריהם. היה עומד בתפילה ונזכר שהוא בר קרי לא יפסיק אלא יקצר, ירד לתפועים יכול לעלות ולהתכסות ולקרותת שלות הנצח המה, יעלה ויתכסה ויקרא. ואם לאו יתכסה במים ויקרא, לא יתכסה לו במים הרעים ולא במי המשרה עד שיטול לתוכן מים. כמה ירחיק מהם ומן הצועה? 400. זב שראה קרי ונידה שפלטה שכבת זרע והמשמשת שראה את הנידה, צריך לתפילה וביודה פותר. תוני מן התפילין, אבל ביום ראשון אינו נותן תפילין, ביום שני הוא נותן תפילין, ובו פנים חדשות וחוצן קושי ודברי בליעזר. רבי יהושע אומר בראשון, הוא ושני אינו נותן תפילין, ביום השלישי הוא נותן, ובו פנים חדשות אינו חוצן. אם ביום השני אינו נותן תפילין, so how do you explain the mission? צורך המימה, מי שמתו מולטה לפניו. You're right, it's only אגב. בגין את הנדה, את הנדה. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yirmi, Abishem Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Benetina, and Rabbi Yeshua, Bechalitza. But I'm not sure what that means. Rizare boy. How about if Natan be Yom Sheni, Rabbi Eliezer? So does that mean Yom Sheni has the din of Rabbi Eliezer acting out as Rabbi Yeshua? Shalalach Lotz, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon. V'cheini, Natan be Yom Sheni, Rabbi Eliezer. Nasek Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Shalalach Lotz. V'cheini, name him. Name him, Halach, Rabbi Eliezer, from the second day on.